discuss this publicity ceremony for the start of work on the Channel Tunnel.
Ah, yes.
The Foreign Office is stalling again.
Well, they say the heads of agreement still haven't been finalized.
Well, it's about time they were. Mm-hmm. A big occasion. The inauguration of the Great Gates, laying of the foundation stone by the Prime Minister, the Right Honourable James Hacker. And this historic link between our two great sovereign democracies. Great coverage.
But the FO haven't agreed everything with the French.
Yes, well, I've decided the only solution is for me to have a summit meeting with the French president and sort it out myself.
I had no idea that you were considering such a stimulating approach.
Well, I am.
Prime Minister, do you believe that you personally are capable of concluding this negotiation with the French?
Well, it shouldn't be too difficult. What are the outstanding points at issue?
Well, mainly they're concerned with sovereignty. Where do you believe the frontier should be?
Frontier?
Frontier between Britain and France.
Well, what's wrong with wherever it is now?
2 mile limit. Who would own the middle of the tunnel? You see, the British position is that we should own half each.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Yes, well, the only thing is the French don't think it's fair. They want the frontier to be at Dover.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And who would have sovereignty over the trains? You see, if a crime was committed on a French train in the British sector, who would have jurisdiction, the British or the French?
Well, the British. Well, the French. No, the British.
And if a body was pushed out of a British train in the French sector, who would have jurisdiction?
Well, the French. No, the British.
You see, if a British lorry was loaded onto a French train in the British sector, who would have jurisdiction?
Well, the British lorry. The British. Or the French.
Could criminal jurisdiction be divided into two legs, home and away?
Yes, thank you, Bernard. Should we have a frontier post in the middle of the tunnel?
Well, yeah.
Halfway across? No?
No.
Or should we have customs and immigration clearance at one end or the other, or both ends?
Now, with respect, Humphrey, these are points for the lawyers to discuss at the negotiations.
Precisely, Prime Minister, but I thought I heard you say you wanted to handle it yourself.
Well, obviously, I don't want to discuss points of abstruse international law. Mm-hmm. I want to get the political point settled.
Ah, so sovereignty is not political. I see. How interesting. Now, about the signs. Now, the French want the signs to be in French first and English second.
No, I won't agree to that.
Well, you can't have your ceremony until you do.
Well, how about French first at the French end and English first at the English end?
What about on the trains?
Oh, really, Humphrey, does it matter?
It matters to the French. What about the menus, French or English?
Oh, couldn't they be changed halfway over?
The French are adamant. You see, that is why both the British and French Concorde are spelt the French way with an E at the end.
Don't we ever get our own way with the French?
Well, sometimes.
When was the last time?
Battle of Waterloo, 1850. And, of course, the French may raise the vexed question of hijacking.
Hijacking?
Now, what if terrorists were to hijack the train and threaten to blow up the train and the tunnel?
Well, let's give the French jurisdiction over the whole lot. That way it's their problem.
If you had been handling the negotiations, you would have just handed everything over to the French. But I personally believe that the French will come up with some totally underhand ploy to gain the advantage. But no doubt you've already anticipated that, Prime Minister.
Yeah, well, on second thoughts, I don't think it's necessary for me to conduct these negotiations personally. Mm-hmm. If humiliating concessions are going to have to be made, I'd rather the Foreign Secretary made them.
Very wise, Prime Minister.
Let's have a glass of sherry, Bernard.
Prime Minister, may we now discuss the next question of your predecessor's memoirs?
Oh, Lord, what now?
Well, it seems that the final chapter concerns his resignation and your accession to the premiership. To that end, he wants access to certain government papers.
Can't we stop these bloody memoirs?
Well, memoirs, alas, are an occupational hazard.
Betrayal that upsets me. Mm-hmm. Until I'd read the first 7 chapters of his book, I thought he was a friend. He says some shocking things about me.
Such as?
Well, he calls me two-faced.
That was very wrong.
Well, you admit he was wrong.
Yes, indeed. Cheers.
Unforgivably indiscreet. Oh, and wrong.
How can he tell such lies about me?
What lies?
Oh, yes. What's in it for him?
Bestseller?
No, it's not that. He lies not because it's in his interest, but because it's in his nature. He's treacherous, malevolent, and vile. If he thinks he's going to get any more honours or quangos or royal commissions, he's got another thing coming. He's not getting 1 ounce more recognition while I'm here.
Yes, look, this is important because... Oh. No. Oh.
lucky it was dead on arrival. I see, thanks.
Bad news, brother?
Yes and no. Your predecessor, the previous Prime Minister of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, has just died of a heart attack.
Tragic. He was a great man.
Great man.
You'll be sorely missed.
Sorely missed.
So will his memoirs.
Which will never be finished.
Alas.
Alas.
Apparently, just before the end, he expressed a hope that he might have a state funeral. But in view of your wish to pay him no further honours...
Oh, no, Baron. No, you must have misunderstood me. I'm sure a tremendous number of people will want to attend his funeral.
To pay tribute to a great Prime Minister.
Yeah. And to make sure he's dead. Seven Commonwealth Prime Ministers, the American Vice President, Russian Foreign Minister, six European Prime Ministers. Pretty good.
Very good, Prime Minister.
Aye. And the host.
Yes, indeed.
Amongst all the world's leaders, the centre of the world stage.
Bearing your grief with dignity and fortitude.
Quite. Dignified grief goes down very well with the voters. Especially when it's shared by the world's statesmen. It's a wonderful thing, death. So uncontroversial. What's this query against the French Prime Minister?
Well, I expect that's what the French ambassador's coming to see you about.
There's plenty of room for television cameras, weren't there?
Oh, yes.
Outside number 10, along the route, outside the abbey, inside the abbey, one pointing directly at my pew.
Now, wouldn't that mean putting the cameraman in the pulpit?
Will that be all right?
But it won't leave a lot of room for the Archbishop.
Well, so where will he preach from?
I think you'll need to be in the pulpit.
Where will my camera be?
Well, there's always the high altar. I think the Archbishop may need that as well.
Does he think he is?
Well, he probably thinks it's a religious ceremony. Nobody's told him it's a party political.
Yes, sir. The French ambassador here, is
he? Yes, he's on his way. But could I have a word first? Mm-hmm. The French Prime Minister isn't coming. The President's coming instead.
Oh, President? Oh. That's marvellous.
No, Prime Minister, it's terrible.
Why?
Well, when the Queen visited France 3 years ago, she presented him with a Labrador puppy. And now he's bringing one of its puppies to present her with in return.
No!
I'm afraid so.
I knew it. What's the problem? Seems to be rather a nice gesture.
It's a gesture, all right, but hardly a nice one.
Why not?
Well, Her Majesty will have to refuse it.
Why?
Quarantine, Prime Minister. You can't just import dogs. They've had to spend 6 months in quarantine kennels at Heathrow.
Oh, Lord. Well, the French will understand that, won't they?
Oh, they'll understand it all right privately. That's why they're doing it. But they'll refuse to understand it officially.
The Foreign Office will have to sort it out. Get Peter in here.
Yes.
Humphrey, they're creating a diplomatic incident so that they can get their own way over the Channel Tunnel.
Peter, heard the news?
Yes, Prime Minister, well, I'm terribly sorry. Well, I don't know.
Well, you're my Foreign Affairs Secretary.
Yes, we'll try to find a way around it, but the Home Office is responsible for quarantine.
Oh, get Graham in here. Can't you get them to withdraw this gift?
We've tried everything. We've suggested an oil painting of the puppy, a bronze, a porcelain model.
Not a hope.
Couldn't you get them to stuff it?
Well, no chance.
Graham, you've got to tell your chums at the Home Office that they must find a way around these quarantine regulations.
I'm afraid it's out of the question, Prime Minister.
What do you mean?
In the first place, we enforce them vigorously with all British citizens and all foreign nationals, without exception. And in the second place, the Quarantine Act is signed by the Queen. She can't be the only one to break her own law. Out of the question.
The French ambassador's here, Prime Minister.
No, ask him to wait for a moment. No, get back to the Foreign Office. Tell them to talk to the Home Office. Say we've got to find a way around this. And both of you, keep in touch with Bernard. Bernard, you liaise with the palace. Humphrey, you talk to the law officers and coordinate the whole thing, right?
I'll set up an operations room in the cabinet office.
Is there anything else we ought to do?
Well, I think you should see the French ambassador now, Prime.
Yeah, all right. Wheel him in. Don't you go, Humphrey. I might need support.
Do I need any papers?
No, just a sponge and a towel.
Excellency, the French ambassador, Prime Minister.
Excellency. Prime Minister, you're most kind to give me your time.
Enchanté.
I understand you're anxious to finalize the agreement for the tunnel.
Yes, very much so. In fact... Harry, would be nice if done.
Quite. My government feels that if we were to take advantage of the funeral... My condolences, by the way, a tragic loss.
Oh, tragic, tragic.
If we were to take advantage of the funeral for you and our president to have a few words...
Yes, well, of course, I will be host to a large number of distinguished people. It may not be very easy.
You do not wish to speak to our president?
Oh, yes, 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 of course. Well, yes and no. speak, yes, of course, but... Negotiate.
Don't you think these little quarrels between friends are best resolved by just talking together face to face?
Yep, between friends, yes.
Otherwise, I think the president may be hurt, not personally, but as a snub to France.
Oh, no, 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 no intention. Great friends.
Excellent. The second point is the security of our embassy during the visit.
Yes, the police commissioner tells me that everything's in hand.
My government requests that the French police be permitted to guard the embassy.
French police? No, that's not possible.
It is surely not impossible.
But don't you trust the British police?
My government makes no comment on the British police. And our president would be happier if the French police were in charge.
Well, see, the problem, Excellency, is that there are well over 100 embassies in London. Now, no doubt they'd all want their own police. Most of them would carry machine guns. Now, Her Majesty's government is not... totally convinced that that would make London a safer place.
My government will be most disappointed. But now I can turn to a happy matter. Our president will be bringing a little present with him, which he will be presenting to Her Majesty.
Charming.
A little puppy. Oh. Her name is Cocotte. She comes from the litter of the very same Labrador that Her Majesty graciously presented to the President on her last state visit to France. Perhaps you will let him know the arrangements for the presentation?
Oh, of course. Delightful thought, but I'm afraid the presentation won't be possible for another 6 months. Our quarantine laws, you know.
But that is absurd. Your Queen gave her dog during her state visit. Why can our President not do the same?
Yes, delightful thought. Nothing we'd rather, but... the law is the law.
Surely the law exists only to exclude infected animals.
Yes.
Do you suggest the President of France would present the Queen of England with a diseased puppy?
No.
Then it is settled.
No, it is not settled. You must suggest to your President that he brings a different gift.
Out of the question. Were it the President alone, perhaps, but the President's wife, our First Lady... has set her heart on it. She is determined.
Well, we'll make every effort, but it may not be possible.
Prime Minister, I cannot tell you the gravity of the affront my government would feel if Her Majesty were to refuse a gift in exchange for the one our President accepted from her. I fear it would be interpreted as both a national and a personal affront to the President and his wife.
Excellency, you must ask the President not to bring that bitch with him. The Foreign Office like it. Keeps them out of the way, I suppose.
Why can't they be with their husbands?
Their husbands are busy.
Only at the funeral itself.
Darling, they're not coming here for the funeral. They're coming here for the politics. This is a working funeral. Matter of fact, that funeral in Norway, we were all so busy, the French, the Germans and I, talking about farm quotas, we forgot to go to the cathedral. I notice, all right, we got there late. Blame security. You can blame security for almost anything nowadays.
So this funeral will be a sort of summit conference?
Yes. It's a heaven-sent opportunity.
Literally?
Yes. Much better than a summit, because there are no expectations. People don't expect their leaders to come back from a funeral with test ban agreements or farm quota reductions, so we can actually have some meaningful discussions. The summit is just a public relations circus.
Isn't anyone coming to the funeral to pay tribute to a friend?
A friend? If only his friends came to the Abbey, we wouldn't even fill the vestry. No, he's done much more for the world by dying than he ever did in the whole of his life.
upgrade the service?
Yeah, lots of music.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm. You can have useful discussions when the organ's playing. Have to shut up for the lesson and the prayers, Gough.
What about the sermon?
That's when you catch up on jet lag. Yes, this funeral has come at exactly the right moment. We've got all sorts of things to discuss about NATO, the Warsaw Pact, the Middle East, of course.
And what if you don't sort it all out in the next 3 days?
We'll just have to hope that before too long somebody else important snuffs it.
Yes, I've spoken to the Home Office. They say there's no possible grounds to pass an Act of Parliament to allow this particular dog into Britain. I know an enabling act can enable anything, but the Prime Minister feels it would merely enable him to lose the next election.
Have you thought about turning the whole of Buckingham Palace into a quarantine zone for dogs?
Are you serious?
Just a thought.
What about the corgis?
Oh.
Hang on. Graham, phone the palace now and check that Her Majesty's not been told officially that this gift has been proposed. Then she can't be implicated in refusing it. Yes. Yes, we will want simultaneous translators. No, not when the PM meets the leaders of the English-speaking nations. Yes, the English-speaking nations can be said to include the United States. Certain generosity of spirit. Sorry, I've got to go. Yes. Yes, there are about 10 prime ministers flying in today. Special branch are going crazy. So is the band of the Royal Marines, who've got to play all the national anthems. Oh, I see. Thanks. Argentina's not coming. That's a bit of luck.
Because of the Falklands?
No, because their anthem goes on for about 6 minutes. Look, I know you're worried about this dog. I'm worried about it, too. Look, talk to our ambassador in Paris. See if he can think of a way to nobble it. Well, you know, slip it something. See if the Bulgarians have got any spare umbrella tips.
But there is one possibility. Make Buckingham Palace notionally an extension of the French embassy. Then the dog would still be on foreign territory.
Peter, the PM is fighting for the sovereignty of the Channel Tunnel. How do you think he feels about the sovereignty of Buck House? How do you think the sovereign feels about the sovereignty of Buck House? Yes. No, we can't have alphabetical seating in the Abbey. You'd have Iraq and Iran next to each other. Plus Israel and Jordan all sitting in the same pew. Could be in danger of starting World War III. I know Ireland begins with an I, but no. Ireland doesn't make it any better. Ireland doesn't make anything any better. And by the way, make sure everyone knows, if the papal envoy says we desire to wash our hands, it means he wants to go and have a pee. Yeah, it's a royal we. Followed by a royal flush. Oh, well, watch out for these South Africans.
Problems with human rights?
No, they're trying to unload more grapefruit.
Bernard, the palace wants to know if there's a problem about the red carpets, and Her Majesty is worried that the President of the Ivory Coast wishes to award her with the Order of the Elephant.
Hang on. Graham, we can't have another animal, especially an elephant. The whole of Whitehall, the Home Office, Foreign Office, Cabinet Office, the DHSS, we've all been tied up with one puppy for nearly a week. Government's been paralysed. No elephants. No, the correct mode of address to a Cypriot Archbishop is not your ecstasy, it's your beatitude. For God's sake, yes, what is it? Oh, sorry, Prime Minister. I'm coming straight away.
What on earth is that, Bernard?
Oh, it's the Channel Tunnel file, Prime Minister.
No, no, the other one.
That's the puppy file.
Where have we got to with that?
Well, it weighed in at 3.5 pounds this morning.
Puppy?
No, the file.
No, but what's happened?
Well, at the moment, we've told the French that airport security will reluctantly have to impound the puppy and keep it in quarantine at Heathrow.
What do they say?
Well, I haven't replied yet. We did point out it was on the route from Buckingham Palace to Windsor, so the Queen will be able to visit it on the way.
Can you visit quarantine dogs?
Well, if she can't, she can sort of wave to it as she drives down the airport.
What do you think they're going to do?
Well, I presume they'll threaten to publish the story if we don't give in on the Channel Tunnel.
Right, sir, forgive me. I have urgent news.
I hope it's good news.
Well, yes and no. The police have just found a bomb in the grounds of the French embassy.
What? Who put it there?
Well, we don't know yet. Lots of people could have a motive.
Yeah, me for a start.
It's a good thing we found it, I suppose.
Well, the other news is even worse. The French president is not flying in for the funeral.
That's marvellous.
He's not flying, he's driving. Secretly. The plane is just going to be a blind, a security decoy.
It's a good idea, I suppose.
A brilliant idea. He can bring the puppy.
No.
Oh, Prime Minister, are you prepared to give permission for the French president's car to be stopped and searched? Are you prepared to violate their diplomatic immunity and search the diplomatic bag?
Even they wouldn't put a puppy in a bag.
It'd be a doggy bag.
I suppose we searched and found it. That would put the cat among the pigeons.
Let the dog out of the bag.
Mr. Prime Minister, just suppose it wasn't there.
Yeah. I can't take the risk.
But if it was there, they'll drive straight into the French embassy, and that puppy will be on French territory here, right in the middle of London.
Hanging over our heads.
Better pray it's house trained.
Prime Minister, I'm so sorry. Would you excuse Prime Minister? Prime Minister, we have a problem.
Have you spoken to the French president yet?
Well, just a couple of well-chosen words.
Ah, what precisely?
Bonsoir, actually.
Prime Minister, you can't put it off any longer. It'll be just one more thing for him to take offence at.
Oh, surely he can't be that easily offended, can he?
Well, of course not. But our information is that in exchange for dropping this whole nonsense with the dog, they insist on sovereignty over the tunnel from the 3-mile limit.
That's absurd.
Well, that's the negotiating position. In reality, they'll concede to a 50-50 split midway across the channel, as long as we agree to French as the first language. On all signs, all information, all literature, all menus, everything, French comes before English.
Must I concede?
If you want your foundation stone ceremony, yes.
All right, where is it?
This is lucky. Have you met Monsieur Beranger from UNESCO?
Madame, this is such a good funeral. Much better than Andropov's. That was awfully gloomy.
Glad you're enjoying it.
Prime Minister. Got a minute?
The American Vice President.
Oh, Mr. Vice President,
yes. I was just talking to the Soviets. Gromyko's got a great Polish joke.
Oh, what is it?
Jaruzelski.
Oh, Commissioner,
can I introduce you to Monsieur Beranger from UNESCO?
UNESCO? Why, it's gallant little country.
Sir Humphrey.
You remember the Soviet ambassador?
You know, the death of the past Prime Minister is a very sad occasion.
Oh, yes, 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 very.
But it is no loss for Britain. You know what his trouble was.
Mm-hmm.
He had plenty here, plenty here, but nothing here.
Yes, sir. Forgive me, Mr. Vice President. I must go and talk to our French friends.
Right, but I did want to talk to you about the NATO bases in Germany.
Tomorrow, Westminster.
You got a deal.
Prime Minister, you need to see the security file immediately.
Not now, Bernard. I'm about to talk to the French president.
Yes, but you should see this file first.
That bomb in the French embassy, Prime Minister, it was planted there by the French police.
Oh, God. Why?
Well, to see if they could catch us out, to prove our security inefficient.
Smuggling explosives into the UK illegally?
That's correct.
Have you got proof of this?
Well, we found a matching detonator in their hotel. They've confessed.
Humphrey, give me 2 minutes alone with the President, and then when I give you a signal, bring that file in.
Oh, Prime Minister, what will the signal be?
I'm so sorry, Monsieur le Président. I'm sure he's just coming.
Monsieur le Président. The tunnel.
The tunnel, indeed. But first of all, can we clear up this silly misunderstanding about the little puppy which I am presenting as a return gift to Her Majesty tomorrow?
Yeah, there's no misunderstanding. I'm very sorry, but I can't ask the Queen to break the law.
I do not want the Queen to break the law. I merely ask the Prime Minister to bend it.
I'm deeply sorry, if I possibly could.
If the French people learn of this rejection, a national slap in the face.
Mm-hmm. The tunnel.
The tunnel. But you make it very difficult for me. The French people will not accept a second slap in the face. And you are rejecting our very reasonable proposal for French sovereignty as far as Dover. However, setting that to one side, there is the question of which shall be la langue de préférence, the first language.
I have just seen this order of service for tomorrow. It is deeply embarrassing.
This here. On Jordan's bank, the Baptists cry.
What? Don't you know the Jordan bank went bust yesterday?
But surely, if we have half the signs in French first and half the signs in English, that's fair.
It's not logical.
Does logic matter?
does not matter.
Oh, yes. Britain is the only country in Europe still free of gravy.
The Bernard will handle this for you. Excuse me. Monsieur le President, will you please forgive me? Prime Minister, I think you ought to see this urgently.
Now, I don't believe it. Mr. President, I shall have to ask you to explain this. I need hardly say how grave this matter is.
Prime Minister, I must ask you to believe that I had no knowledge of this.
An attempt by a guest to deceive Her Majesty's government, illegally smuggling explosives into the UK.
But you must know that the French government never knows what French security are doing.
You mean you're not able to take responsibility for them?
No, that's not what I mean, but if this report is true, I must ask you to accept my profound regrets.
It's true enough, I'm afraid.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. You see, it makes it so difficult for the Prime Minister over the Channel Tunnel.
When news of this bomb is published, the British people will want to make very few concessions.
They won't know whether it's safe to go through.
It could be full of official French bombs.
Absolutely.
Of course, in the interests of Anglo-French friendship, we could perhaps overlook the crimes of your security men.
I suppose sovereignty halfway across?
I'll just write that down, if I may.
Draft the signs in English first and the starting ceremony in 2 months in Dover.
As an expression of the enduring warmth and trust between our two countries.
Let us have a draft communique at the funeral tomorrow, will you, Humphrey?
May we, Prime Minister.